And welcome to our podcast, Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm one of your hosts, Bill, and we're also brought everyone else this week. We have Alex.
Hi there.
Who you can find your
on your Twitter website. At RoboV. You can find me on Twitter at RoboVDino. You can also find my game of the same name, RoboVDino, at RoboVDino.com. It's a game where you're a robot throwing trash at dinosaurs. So if you're into that kind of thing and want to throw some garbage at some dinosaurs and maybe throw those dinosaurs in a goal after you throw garbage at them, go check it out. It's going to be available on Steam in spring 2018, as well as itch.io.
And you can follow on Twitter to see all the how the process is going.
Yes. That's right.
I posted did you say
itch? Twitch. Like something's itchy?
Yeah, like something's itchy. There's a game distribution service called itch.io, which
okay.
by the way, just random PSA, even if you don't like throwing garbage at dinosaurs, there's a lot of really cool independent games on itch.io. It's absolutely worth checking out. It's kind of like Bandcamp, but for video games instead of music.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because there's Twitch, which a lot of people are familiar with.
Yeah, it's not twitch.tv.
It's
really close, but it's not.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that it differentiate that.
It is itch.
Okay.
ITCH period IO.
Oh, yeah, and look at all those games.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. There's a there's like actually like big releases, not just like little tiny releases from like single developers like me. There's a lot of like cool stuff like Everything Is Going to Be Okay. That one's kind of a cool like digital zine game. That one in particular, go try to look at that one after you're done looking at Robo V Dino. It's kind of a mind trip. It's a cool game.
Cool.
I shouldn't call it a mind trip. It's someone's personal experience, but like the visual style of it is very different from games you're used to.
And spelled okay, okay, A-Y. All right. Well, let's see. And we have Joe.
You should follow my game. That's Dino V Robo.
No!
That's right, Alex. I'm moving in on your market.
Why?
I'm going to come out a month before you.
I wish I registered dinovrobo.com. Oh, wait. I already did. Yep.
So there you go.
And basically, in that game, you're a dinosaur that gets garbage thrown at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just switching at the perspectives.
I get thrown onto boats and things to be collected.
Since Alex stole my website, I guess by following me, you'll still just be following Alex to get his game. So there you go.
He's literally registering that URL.
Yeah, as we speak.
I know.
I was just checking it to see what it refers to. And yes, I do own it. Unfortunately, my website's down right now.
You have to redirect it.
No, I did. I think my actual like website's down. I think this actually may relate to a piece of news a little bit later on. Can I use my pain as a segue?
Sure. Well, we still have other people here. Let's do a quick introduction.
I'll put a pin in that segue. Sorry.
We have Anna.
Yes, I'm here.
And Ted. And a segue.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what a segue sounds like. Just a long, long groan.
You're like,
sorry,
here we go.
I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
So a couple of weeks ago, we reported on this really awful exploit for Intel processors called Meltdown and Spectre. The good news is that awful, awful exploit has mostly been patched up in Windows 7 and up, Mac OS X Sierra and El Capitan, and also the Linux kernel stable and mainline have all been patched. There were some hiccups getting the patches out. There were a couple OS that had some struggles, but for the most part, if you do updates on your operating system, you'll probably be mostly safe from Spectre Meltdown. There's two of the variants of Spectre have been patched, and the variant of Meltdown, the more easily exploitable of the two security holes, has been covered with the recent patches. So definitely check your operating system updates. Also, if your cloud provider, DigitalOcean, is taking down servers this week to patch it for Meltdown and Spectre, I appreciate a text, guys, but I mean, thanks for patching up your servers.
See, and that explains why my SmartThings hub is getting updated. They're like, oh, there's all these things and local integration and some other security stuff. And I didn't dig through what the other security stuff is. That might be some of the other security stuff.
Well, I'd hope so.
Well, yeah, especially where it failed before.
You know, as scary as, and I wasn't on the podcast, so they were talking about it, but as scary as these exploits are, like how they actually work is just super cool. I just really impressed it. Like the people who figured it out and did it, like that's way cool.
Oh, it's absolutely an art.
You just want them not to steal your info by kissing their butts.
No, well, that's the thing. The people that find these exploits are almost never the people that are like actually exploiting you. So, you know, like the FBI will, or the CIA or whatever, will come out with a, you know, tool to exploit stuff, and they won't tell anybody about their exploits so that their yeah. tools will keep on working. But then that tool will get leaked somehow. Maybe they got hacked and they're stealing their tools. But
the leak works on them.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and the thing is that other people will be like, oh, that's how that works. And then they're the ones that are actually like exploiting me, and I can't do anything about those butt wipes. So yeah. That was a good story.
Why, yes it was. Well, how about this? You know, with all these updates that Microsoft is doing, Microsoft is looking at purchasing the world's worst company ever.
Which one?
Disney? EA.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, EA's worse than Disney.
Wait, why is EA a bad company? They've had some really good games over the years.
Well, EA's been given the award for worst company every year for like the last, I don't know, what, 5, 10
is years? Is it worse to support or worse to work for?
Yeah, like,
or just
like
worse overall?
What usually defines what EA is their microtransaction stuff that they've been doing, their mediocre game releases, when they sell you a game for $100 that they're not saying is a beta, that they're saying this is the final product, by the way, it doesn't work. Re-releasing the same game every year for the last 20 years.
You mean the sports games?
All the sports ball games.
So you know what, though? That's not their fault. If people keep buying them and have interest in it, it's not their fault that they... Yeah. I'm not going to fault them for like
then we'll go with
catering
that.
To what their people want.
We'll go
want.
Back to the microtransactions in their Star Wars games, among many, many other games.
Oh, yeah.
And actually their sports ball games, too.
I know. That's why I didn't get the Battlefront 2.
Uh-huh.
Because it looks cool in theory, and the original ones on the Xbox were fun, but...
But even the original one, it took many, many updates and microtransactions to make it a game.
No, I'm talking like old ones, like original Xbox. Yeah, those were fun.
I'm talking the current round of them.
So, Bill, your anti-microtransactions, what about... free games with microtransactions?
Oh, no. I don't have anything against microtransactions. Just be upfront about it.
Ah. Okay.
And they don't even remotely. They actually, with Battlefront 2, they pretty much have a gambling system that's being challenged in multiple states. So that's some of the stuff. That's quite a bit of stuff. But either way, Microsoft's looking at expanding their gaming base. The funny thing is, it raised EA stock because Microsoft said, we want to buy you by a good few percentages, and it lowered Microsoft's for saying these words by like a quarter by a quarter of a percent.
So now Microsoft has to follow through. They don't really have a choice.
Well, no, they can always walk away now and get their quarter percent stock back.
I know, exactly.
Bill, a quarter percent is not statistically
Yeah, but now people know that Microsoft wanted to buy EA, at least for a flighting moment. They might be like, oh, no, I don't know. I'm worried about Windows 11.
Yeah, but I almost bought an iPad, but I came to my senses and realized that it was still a Mac toy. So
I bought an iPad because at the time it was the only good tablet. And some Apple people still say it is, but...
Well, they're wrong.
At the time, Google didn't have anything that really could compete.
I guess an iPad wasn't a good excuse, but I've never even considered buying a piece of crap Mac computer. It's an insult to computers to even call it a computer, so...
Well, remember, in the commercial, she doesn't know what a computer is.
You mean the one where she throws the crap at the screen?
No, it's like she runs around with an iPad, and she's like laying in the grass doing whatever she's doing, and the neighbor goes, "What are you doing on your computer?" And the little girl goes, "What's a computer?" I'm like, "You're both stupid." Sorry, it's a commercial. It gives me lots of rage.
I could play my Sims games though with like Microsoft picking up EA.
That actually would probably cool tie to include the Sims with every new version of Windows.
Yeah,
I forgot the Sims were with EA.
Yeah, it's with EA. Yeah.
Which you might get some cross compatibility to, like buy the game once, you get to play it on the Xbox or the PC.
Do they do that with the other games?
Mm-hmm. We Happy Few.
Which ones?
No, We. That's the name of the game, We Happy Few.
You said there was a We Happy Few. Which ones?
The few that are happy. They take joy.
We Happy Few.
We Happy Few. You take your joy, and you wear your mask of smilingness, and you forget that the world is terrible. It's basically like there was a giant war that happened. Everyone's taking their pills. There's the downers in the outside area. They don't take their joy pills.
Nobody's seen this movie, Bill. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I enjoy this game. I have to admit, it is also one of those that's still in the... It's supposed to be releasing out of beta, I think, in a couple of weeks. But they, you know, with the beta thing, I bought a game in beta. It's been having this, like, okay, you played, congratulations, we're updating it. By the way, you got reset. I'm like, this isn't really... It'd be like starting to play Halo, and you didn't quite... Actually, not even Halo. It's like playing Elder Scrolls. You got going into it... It kind of dragged you down the line, and they go, "We have an update, and now you're creating your character all over again." And I have to admit, the second time, I'm like, "I'm just gonna wait till the game comes out." I enjoy this game. I bought it. I'm waiting till the game is officially released. I can't deal with these resets.
Well, Bill, I had a bad beta experience. Download my first one. It's Metal Gear Survive. That game's terrible.
God, you actually went in on that? You actually went in on that?
No, I didn't spend any money. It was just there for free, but I downloaded it, and it is the worst thing about. It's just like if you take everything that's familiar about Metal Gear Solid 5 and make it terrible, and then you take everything that people probably like about Minecraft and also make it terrible, and then two terrible things get together and have a terrible child that...
When was it released?
Well, it was a while ago. It's really awful.
It says this year.
So you mean like Donald Trump Jr.? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, pretty much. It's the Donald Trump Jr. of games.
Here, now you can pre-order it.
So
you can pre-purchase $40.
I know with every purchase, Konami sends you a complimentary like, "You're a sucker."
Slap in the face.
Like, "Kojima would never make this game. Thanks for the money. Peace."
Well, apparently it's supposed to be released here soon. Steam.
Yeah. It's this terrible. Year. I was just punching boxes and then just...
February
26th.
Yeah, are you sure you weren't playing Minecraft?
No, it is. It's Metal Gear Solid, but I had a knife and you're just punching boxes and collecting nails and going to your crafting table.
Sounds pretty bad.
It's awful.
So it's only... So you played the beta of it, not the actual...
Yeah.
Finished. Okay. I'm like...
The actual one's not going to be any better. The screenshots are showing
the
experience
best
of it.
Screenshots of the entire game.
No, it's showing. It's terrible.
Oh, that's the other thing. Like, so with We Happy Few or the other games that they've tied together, if I buy games through Steam, like what we're looking at, it doesn't tie it together. You have to buy it through the Microsoft Store. So Microsoft actually is pulling away. But then I can still play it on my PC and on my console.
You just can't download it through Steam.
Yeah, I just download it through Microsoft. Or the soon-to-be gotten-rid-of EA store.
I'm hoping. That's well, right. I mean, that's the problem. Like, I have Steam, but I have little like patience for other game distribution networks that I have to install on my computer and stuff like that.
But that's the thing about Microsoft's, you don't have to install it.
It's already installed.
It did.
Because it comes preloaded on Windows.
Exactly.
It's still installed on my computer.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do the install.
That
and it's always really, installed on your computer.
That is literally no better.
Always
it's installed. More crap installed on my computer. That's like, you what have are? 5 games. Let's update them all. Remember when you used to have bandwidth and could watch TV shows? Sorry, we're going to update this game you haven't played in 4 years.
I do have to admit, I've gone through and like uninstalled Steam games because I'm like, I've not played you.
I had a great downloading I did probably a couple months ago. I had like a bunch of unused this sounds like a really impressive, but a bunch of like unused SSDs sitting around. They're like the cheapest SSDs you can imagine. There's like the absolute cheapest crucial memory laptop SSDs you could buy. And I just had like a bunch of them left over from like just other computers that had died. So I stuck them all on my machine and installed like pretty much my entire Steam library across all of them. And so I've got my whole Steam library downloaded, which is kind of cool, but there's just gigs and gigs of games I'm probably not going to play for a while.
Yeah, like I've got all of the Serious Sams, which is great because Serious Sam's a seriously fun game. But I just don't ain't nobody got time for that.
It's a good game though.
Okay.
All the Sims.
What about a game is coming out in March? All the Sims? Well, the Sims.
Serious Sam.
Serious Sam. Sorry. Sim Sam. Fine, we'll move on to a different game. Kirby.
Oh, Kirby. I was gonna say I've been playing Team Fortress Blizzard lately.
Oh, how's that?
It's good.
Is it an expansion like the is it a mod or an expansion?
No, it's Overwatch.
Oh. Team Fortress. Sorry, Team Fortress I thought Blizzard. I assumed you meant it was like a Blizzard mod for Team Fortress. Not it was Blizzard.
Yeah,
no, Team
yeah,
Fortress.
It is. It's called Overwatch. Yeah. It could be. I don't know.
Have you gotten all the hats?
Oh, mercy,
okay,
that's
fine.
Funny.
Well,
Kirby. Okay, Kirby.
Kirby. Star Allies, coming to the Switch, March 16th.
I got to say, the Kirby that was on the Super Nintendo, the little tiny Super Nintendo thing that they just released, those are freaking weird games.
That's a weird time for Kirby. It's like a race.
Yeah, it's like racing games and golf and I don't even know what else, like pinball, I think. There was a Kirby pinball or something. They were bizarre games.
They were competing with the Windows pinball. Remember that?
On the SNES?
No, on the PC. The pre-installed game on all PC.
That was on Millennium Edition.
Oh, was it?
Post NES.
How is the Switch doing as a console? Is it better than the Wii U?
Woo!
As far as
last week the Switch surpassed Wii U's lifetime sales.
Wow.
It's
doing
really,
really
well. It's also in terms of developer interest in the console, it's like pretty much the highest rated platform right now.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like it's the one with the biggest increase in interest in like the pretty much since last year, which new console, but it's like the only like in terms of developer interest, I think the only thing higher than that in like a Gamasutra or a GDC poll was the PS4, and just by like a few percentage points.
Okay,
not gonna look it up just from memory, but yeah, it's doing really well, and it's gonna keep getting like new software. So I think they probably broke free of that inertia that was holding back the Wii U, that it never gets good software. So nobody ever buys one because it has no good software. So I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, that's good. I was hoping it was going to be successful.
I like my Wii U.
I liked my Wii, and then I gave it away, and then I waited a couple years, and I bought a Switch.
Like, I just loaded up Breath of the Wild on my Wii U because I bought a big 65-inch TV.
Ted, you want to know something that'll make you mad?
Yeah, tell me something that'll make me mad.
Jordan loaned me his Switch with Breath of the Wild, and I let it sit on my shelf for a month and a half. I didn't even turn it on, and then I just gave it back to him. It was a test of wills because he said, you'll love it and you'll definitely play it. And I said, it'll sit on my shelf until you take it back. And he says, you want to bet? And I said, oh, yeah. And then I put it up on my bookshelf and then gave it back to
him.
Okay,
it doesn't make me mad that you're yeah. like it doesn't make me mad that you're stupid and you miss the opportunity.
But
like,
he did
like
win
that's
the
your
bet.
Fault.
He
yeah.
did win the bet.
He won the bet, sure. But it would have been more impressive if you would have like played it once and then been like, nah, I'm good.
To lose the bet and be like, it's not for me.
I think you're yeah. right. I did play it all 3 seconds. I didn't get past the loading screen, which technically you say you didn't play it at that point.
For Breath of the Wild?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're just like, I saw it. It was boring. I turned it off.
Yeah. Now that would, yeah,
exactly.
We'd stop the podcast right now. Yeah. Them's fighting words there, so.
Well, there we go. So, I guess we could ask the listeners, if you think that Ted is overselling this game, that it was overrated and you turned it off, you can call us at 801-896-4335.
Exactly. And I can tell you, it collects dust just like any other game.
If yeah,
all the previous
if
Nintendo
you do
consoles.
Call, right. If you do call and leave a message that says that I'm wrong and that Zelda Breath of the Wild was boring, the next podcast will just be me ranting for an hour.
Just go, hey, Ted.
About you.
I know.
If you want to hear just, Ted rant about you or many of you, we can get more calls in.
Yeah. Now, I will list you by name.
Ted really likes the, I mean, he's got a good point about the game that it's about cooking and taking pictures of mushrooms.
You can always email. I'll keep your information safe. Don't worry. I'll just tell Ted that maybe your first name. And then you can also email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. And I'll say, hey, Ted, we had 35 emails and 26 voicemails that say Breath of the Wild is mediocre. They turned it off and walked away.
So, no, right. Like, I really loved it, but there was not a single puzzle on there that was challenging to me. So, but they were at least engaging, so that's good. But I don't know if it's just because I played the other ones when I was older, that they were or younger, that they challenged me before. So it may be that if I were to have played all of them for the first time now, I wouldn't really be challenged by them. But I kind of doubt it.
I know.
Some of those were kind of insidious.
The internet wasn't your friend. It didn't exist back then. And
yeah.
Like, you had to buy the player's guide if you wanted any success.
Oh, no, you can't buy the player's guide. What the heck?
No, I always buy the player's guide. Those things look pretty on my shelf. They're like great books.
Yeah, and then someone goes by and goes, oh, look, he bought all the guides. What an idiot.
Yeah.
And they judge you. I judge you. Every time I see someone who has one of those players, guys, I judge them.
So how do you feel judging me where I have like 7 of them now?
Yeah. I might just leave the podcast right now, actually.
Hey, Bill, I won't judge you. I thought the Breath of the Wild guide was very good.
If you got like something with all the art, that's a different story.
Yeah,
but
it has some art. The official Nintendo guide has like a bunch of art in it. There's also a... There's also a good index to recipes on it. And it kind of, when you look at it, looks like a social studies book from the 5th grade. It's this big hardcover thing that's like about 300-400 pages. It's pretty great. Like, it's a better experience than looking at a website for sure.
All right, you got me. Give it to me.
Give it to you?
Yeah, let me have it. I need to beat all the things.
What's up? I thought you didn't like the player's guide.
I'm lying. It's only $130.
That's for
what?
I think that's 2 of them. I don't know what.
I paid like $230 for mine, I think.
Okay, this is the Zelda Breath of the Wild player's guide and complete official guide collector's edition.
Oh, yeah. I just got the regular edition. The collector's edition is for suckers.
Okay, so it's the collector's edition and the game. So that's why it's also so much. And I think I got the collector's edition for like $30. back when it, you know, it was easy to get. I'm like, actually, this is exactly, I don't have that one. I have the nice hardbound, pretty.
Anna, how do you feel about guides?
See, look, he's guiding you up the mount.
I think we have Prince of Persia guide at home.
So. Don't well, look at me. First off, Prince of Persia is a turd.
But you can run on walls and turn. And actually, it is the Cher's song. He can literally turn back time.
Was it that one? The Sands of Time?
Yeah, it's the Sands of Time. But I got the game and the guide from my nephew, so yeah, that's the reason why we have that.
From punk kids who don't know how to play video games properly and have to ask. They gotta like figure it out, have someone explain it. I spent a month playing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game and getting to the point in the freaking sewer where there's a little platform and you try and jump and you hit your head on the ceiling and then fall right in the water. At that point, every time with every character and died until I realized that you could just push the button for half a second instead of pushing it the same amount of time every time.
I still get it for Elder Scrolls too.
Guide.
Like literally a game you can wander around. Just nice to like it, the maps and all that.
Okay. Full disclosure, I look up the recipe for alchemy guides in Skyrim.
Got it. Yes, that makes things so much easier. Okay.
Zelda, you don't need recipes, though. You just get something that says hardy and stick it in with some other stuff. You're good to go.
Yeah, well, there you go. Matt, the secrets. He's revealed.
Cooking in Zelda is all pun related.
Yeah.
If you think of a good pun with it, it'll probably make a good recipe.
So you had questions about DC.
Oh yeah.
And the gaggle it is.
And the bat flick.
The bat flick.
That is the question we left it on. So is he in, is he out?
Yes.
He's out?
No, I answered both your questions.
Oh. So he's just going to be angrily in the movies.
So
he'll be there physically, but not mentally.
Donnie Darko is now Batman.
Yeah.
So.
Or Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy, that's better.
Apparently, trustworthy people at Warner Brothers are saying that the rumors are. None of the rumors are true, but it sounds like he may walk away and they may replace him with Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I don't like Jake Gyllenhaal.
But
as Batman, I mean.
Didn't he just play the
Joker?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
He played Prince of Persia.
Who played the Joker?
Yeah.
Jared Leto. They're like the same person. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal and Jared Leto. They're the same person.
They got a J in their name.
That's some of the other
Bubble Boy, Requiem for a Dream, same actor.
So
it's the same movie, really.
The question is how long been at, like there's a lot of emptiness, nobody's really answering the questions. It sounds like he's gonna be out, but it sounds like Gyllenhaal may get in. There's still questions of whether that's gonna happen. Flashpoint may do a full-on reboot, and the idea with Flashpoint is in the DC universe, when Flashpoint happens, Bruce is the one who dies, not his parents.
Okay.
Therefore Batman is Thomas Wayne.
And then Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be Thomas Wayne.
Well, they did label who Thomas Wayne was already.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, it was.
Why don't they just kill off Batfleck and just bring in Nightwing? Everyone likes Nightwing more anyway.
Okay, that's the other thing I was thinking.
Michael Douglas.
They could change, you know, have Dick Grayson, because they did kind of bring in the idea that Joker has killed Robin, the second Robin.
Yeah.
So, and Dick Grayson has taken over in the comics as Batman. So I was going like, you could totally say Jake Gyllenhaal is Dick Grayson.
They just need to give him Matt Reeves can probably make a fresh movie, and then Ben Affleck can be in it, and then he'll feel better about himself, and then it won't be an issue anymore.
Might be.
That's what I feel like is probably hurting his feelings, is because he was the man of terrible reviewed movies, and then he tried to be the director that was going well, and then he's just back down the Flesher again. So So he's like, no,
I don't want to deal
with this. I only do good movies now. What's happening?
And plus, everyone's asking him about Batman and totally ignoring him for everything else he does.
Well, his other movie was not good anyways.
What do you expect to play a character that is a symbol, literally?
Yeah.
Prince?
No, the bat symbol.
Oh.
Like you could just show the bat symbol and it goes, everyone goes, Batman.
Yeah.
Like the S. Superman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they, you know, it wouldn't be hard to kill Ben Affleck off. And they don't even have to have him in the movie. You just
kill Ben Affleck.
And then, okay, kill Bruce Wayne off.
Yeah.
Don't even have to say, show it in the movie. Just like, he died. That happens. And here's Dick Grayson.
No, they shouldn't do that, though.
I can see Jake Gyllenhaal as Dick Grayson.
Yeah, he is kind of a dick, isn't he?
Well, like, his build isn't quite as beefy as Bruce's.
He can get beefy, though. Jake Gyllenhaal, he'll go from anorexic to super ripped. He's dead.
Jake, I want to apologize for what Bill said. You're fine. You don't need to be a certain way. You can just be you. It's fine.
I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal listens to the podcast. Just Shaq.
just the Shaq.
We have celebrity listeners. I can tell, like, they give me coded messages every time I see them on television that says they listen to the podcast I'm on.
That's right.
There we go. Yeah.
You know, that reminds me. I was, like, there's roofers working on a roof next door, and one of them, like, called me a paranoid little weirdo in Morse code.
So the other rumors are coming around is that the Batman movie will not be part of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait.
The wording, it is that it is still, Batman is part of the DC universe. There's no way around it. But the Batman film will be, you know, it's like Marvel. Guess what? The world's going to start to explode and only Batman can resolve it.
That's right.
All the other Justice Leaguers
Yeah, they're busy.
They got busy for a moment. They went off planet. They did whatever else.
Wait, did that movie come out already?
Which, Batman?
No, the Justice League.
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
I lent it to you.
Wait, do we have it at my house?
Yes.
I saw Batman versus Superman.
Oh.
Yeah, Justice League's not out on video, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'm mixing them up. Wait, no?
It's not out on video yet.
I am mixing
it was like
movies.
A November
that
movie.
That was basically a Justice League. No.
Well, it was Justice League 0.5. I'll grant you that.
But... No, Justice League came out.
Not on video.
Yeah, not on video. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I saw it in theaters.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been a little out of the loop.
Maybe it's just the movies I want in my head.
I know.
Never mind. You don't have it.
Okay. All right.
Now, I hope Matt Reeves does a good job because he does Planet of the Apes. That movie's great.
Yeah.
So he can do it. I have faith in him.
And Keanu's awesome, so.
Which also, okay, so with the wording, a standalone movie, that's also Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman 2, went, Wonder Woman's going to be a standalone movie. And everyone goes, oh, it's not part of the DC universe. No, it's a standalone movie. The rest of the Justice League is busy asleep, and the world's going to fall apart, but only Wonder Woman can save it this time.
Yeah.
Only Iron Man can save it this time.
They might start doing more stuff like that, though, too. I wonder if they're like, now it's just like, oh, it's standalone, but still part of it. And then they'll just say, we just do standalone movies now.
There's no problem. Justice League is a very good united group. There's tons of characters. Speaking of more characters, all of these, they are going to work on bringing back the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I've been wanting to see more Green Lantern movies. I really liked the last one.
That sounds like such a terrible idea, because what if they brought it back and like, look, Ryan Reynolds has the reputation of he's Deadpool now. So if he brought like exactly that character that he played in Deadpool out as the Green Lantern, it's kind of an anachronism for the Green Lantern. I mean, he isn't like that much of a goofball, but like how big of a draw would that be for Warner Brothers? They're like, we can basically make Deadpool and make Deadpool money and do it off of this comic franchise that the general public doesn't care about.
Well, okay, so this is being described as a buddy cop movie. So they could have a Hal Jordan But it sounds like they might be bringing in Jon Stewart also.
Wait, Jon Stewart as the Green Lantern, like from The Daily Show?
No, no, no. No, they do make that joke.
That would be awesome.
they do make that joke.
I would like to see Jon Stewart in an action role.
Yeah, no, they totally make that joke.
I think he could pull it off.
When Hal Jordan's like off planet and he's like, he's been off for so long. And there's a new Green Lantern. He's like, oh, it's Jon Stewart. He's like, what, The Daily Show guy? The comedian?
Because, I mean, he's got some real courage standing up to people and whatnot.
No, Jon Stewart is a previous Marine.
Oh, okay, so he's like a canonical character. That's not like the... It's not another actor who happens to be named Jon Stewart.
I don't know. This is actually a...
I wasn't the only one confused. Hooray!
Like, what agent wouldn't have them like change their screen name? Your name my birth name is Walter Cronkite, but I didn't want to change my name. I know I'm a model on the cover of Vogue, but I mean, my parents named me Walter. It's a weird name for a girl, but whatever, man.
So this is Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart.
One of the two Earth's Green Lanterns that don't wear masks.
So he just doesn't care. He's like, yeah, it's me, Jon Stewart.
A thing that covers your eyes, and that's gonna—that's worse than Superman.
Hey, I know all he does. Like I said, especially Jon Stewart's usually bald.
That's funny.
So it could, if they work together, like get a good space movie, kind of like how Guardians was. Because some of the stuff is. Some of the space stuff, or maybe the bad guy.
That's probably
a better guy.
A good way to like introduce the spacey stuff to the DC universe. Because I feel like it was so abrupt in Batman v Superman. I know that Superman's an alien, but the really spacey stuff that happens with like Darkseid, I think it'd be better if they introduced like these cosmic entities the way that they did with Guardians. Like I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Doesn't mean I'm gonna like the movie, from a technical writing standpoint, it makes sense.
Well, no, I understand. And that's also why, there's also the changes happening with DC Cinematic Universe, where New Line's Walter Hamada is to oversee the DC slate, along with DC's version of Stan Lee.
Jeff Johns.
Yep, Jeff Johns.
Yeah, he's so popular that you have to say his analog is.
Yes, I know, because a lot of people don't understand how big Jeff Johns is. He is the one who has made some of the epic stories in the DC comics. And
does he do a cameo in all the movies?
I was going to say he needs to rip
off. And just nobody knows.
Yeah. He actually does need to do cameos with these. Just like, take it. It's like, no, I've created these and the story. Well, I didn't create them. They're quite a bit older, but I admit Stan Lee is old, but... He's not quite Batman old.
That's right.
So I don't know. There's a lot. We still have. I forgot about this. We still have the Joker and Harley Quinn movie romance movie coming out. There's apparently
The iron's still hot on that one.
If you browse the
front page of DeviantArt, is there a lot of Harley art?
I'm sure there is.
That's just the barometer I'd use if I was an executive. Just look at the front page of DeviantArt for any comic book properties before you actually greenlight it.
Well, that one, because people have enjoyed it. And the White Knight comics, like the second issue, they did a great version of Explain Harley. Like they need to, like, I'll admit the White Knight is in an alternate universe, kind of like Injustice and all this, where Joker goes sane and proves Batman the vigilante is actually a worse thing to society than the Joker. And he's so, after he does taking medicine becoming sane, he goes back, finds Harley, and they do a really good, I recommend reading it, let's go with that, but they do a great story, and they The White Knight won't become canon, but they need to make that story canon.
I was reading on there. I didn't know that Warner shifted their Vertigo stuff to New Line. So I like Sandman. But I almost don't want anybody to do that because I don't know if they can do it well.
But there's that. There's iZombie. There's Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
So like the CW. Lucy. Yeah, Lucy's pretty good.
Well, that Lucifer is from the Sandman.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the Neil Gaiman Lucifer. So that'll be. Yeah, they just need to not do that.
No Sandman.
Yeah, no Sandman. Actually, that's my say.
That, well, who's going to bring me a dream then?
No. No, that's Dark Horse, isn't it?
Which one?
Preacher.
No, Preacher's Vertigo, too. It's Vertigo. Okay. Yeah.
Because there's still the talk of trying to make that into a movie, which that what made that show better was budget and leaving the city.
Yeah. The only one I want from Dark Horse is Del Toro needs to do his Hellboy 3. We can get the trilogy out of that, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
No, they're rebooting.
I know. It's.
Are they rebooting with the same actor? Because nope. I'll be okay with that.
Nope.
I give up.
What's the other thing they're rebooting? Wait. Remember how we were talking about games based off of movies last week?
Uh-huh.
They're rebooting an entire franchise.
But that didn't count because it's a board game.
Okay.
Come on, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
What? Resident Evil.
Well, of course.
They're rebooting it all.
Yeah.
And
is maybe... Mila Jovovich going to come back?
Nope.
Oh. No, it was her final chapter, Alex, okay? She's a woman of her word.
So
she says, I promise I won't torture you anymore in these movies. Someone else will.
I was thinking the other day that people had said that there weren't any like strong female characters in superhero movies up till now. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that's a good point. And I remembered Resident Evil. Totally. Like it had nothing to do with the video games, but it was literally like this superpowered heroine over how many movies? Like 7? And they're just like,
and it was
crazily
like way
popular.
Back in like 2001.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, she was kind of the first breakout to femme superhero in movies.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there are like strong female characters in sci-fi and stuff before that, but in terms of like a superhero, like she kind of had it nailed like early on.
Okay, it's not a movie, but Janeway is a superhero as far as I'm concerned.
Janeway, I haven't seen that one.
You're talking Voyager, right?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Okay, I definitely haven't seen it. I thought it was a movie instead of Star Trek Voyager.
No.
I'm just saying, Captain Janeway, best captain. Definitely a superhero.
Better than Worf?
Yeah. Did Worf get his own series?
No, he was on the rest
There's
of them.
There's a reason for that.
He was on all of them. The only man, the only person to have been on all of them.
He was not Voyager.
Well, he was on...
I could be wrong, but I don't think Worf was on Voyager. He was definitely on Deep Space Nine.
And he was on the original Star Trek.
He was on TOS?
The original series?
Yeah, when they went back in time. With the Tribbles. Okay, wait, I don't know if the Tribbles, but still...
No, it was with the Tribbles.
It was with the Tribbles?
Okay. Yeah,
Tribbles.
And they were like, why are their foreheads like that? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then I spent like 3 hours on Google reading about it.
Oh, that
the forehead thing is really upsetting. Like, that's one of the few pieces of Star Trek lore I'm familiar with, and it's really, really upsetting.
Yeah, I totally had to Google that because I'm like, I don't remember what. Oh, God. Yeah.
Starfleet Command isn't great.
Man. Trying to see. Place where. I don't know.
I got a coworker starting to watch The Next Generation, and he's like, I got 3 episodes in, and it started getting really racist, and I had to wait. Or, like, what? And he's like, yeah, there's this episode where they, like, take Yar, like, as a slave, like his wife or whatever, because she sat on his lap or I don't know. And it's like they were just like the aliens were just black people and they treated them like they were savages or something. And I was like, I don't remember that. And I went back and looked at it. And I was like, oh yeah. So then I had to use the
the Google.
It was a different time back then. I'm getting old.
Right,
that's really upsetting when you go, but when you don't like when you give a recommendation like that, I'm like, oh, I enjoyed this 10 years ago, and then you go back and watch it after they're like, I hated it, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess there's a reason you would hate that.
Yeah,
I feel worse about myself now.
Yeah, I'm kind of a disgusting human being, and I didn't realize it.
So Worf was supposed to be on Voyager.
Wait.
But was not.
Was on or was supposed to be
was
on?
Was supposed to. I have now been corrected. I have been fact-checked myself.
That's all I ask, is that you change your opinion when presented with...
He's been on like 99% of them.
Was he on
no.
Enterprise?
I already answered. No. 98% of them.
Okay. There were not 100. Whatever. Whatever. I'm not even going to argue the point anymore.
It's mostly true. Okay. The last bit I want to really talk about is MoviePass. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
What about MoviePass?
MoviePass
is going away.
Turned off access to some of the bigger AMC theaters. So the card would not work.
Oh, I did hear about this. Like in Los Angeles and New York and stuff.
So the ones where there's lots of theater options and all that. Yeah. Here's the thing, is for them to sell this is what the general population watches, they need AMC because it is the largest theater in the world, or theater chain in the world. So if they lose AMC, they're going to lose a large chunk. Right now, though, MoviePass only makes up like 4% of all movies watched, so it's fairly small in the first place. So them strong-arming AMC really has the advantage on this. On the other side, MoviePass is kind of... This was really bad on MoviePass. They didn't tell anybody. They didn't say anything to anybody. They just turned them off, and they expected people to go into the AMC theater, be mad, and... go to the internet and start raging against AMC.
Oh.
And they're raging against MoviePass instead?
They were raging against AMC.
Okay.
And then the information came out, which means MoviePass is the bad guy, not AMC. Yes, yeah. AMC wants out of the deal, but...
so gross.
Uh-huh.
AMC's still always the villain in my heart, though.
Oh, I also found out the upcharge thing.
Yeah.
What's up, Charge? Nothing, Charge. What's up with you? Oh, sorry, I blew up.
The movie pass,
I remembered a good joke.
There you go. The movie pass card should cover it all. 100%. And apparently the local Pocatello one, or I guess Chubbuck one, is now covering it, being covered all again by movie pass.
Okay.
The upcharges are apparently against their regulations, even though they've existed since the movie pass costs $50 a month.
So when you go to like Big D, you don't have to pay $1.50 anymore?
Correct, because it's not 3D or IMAX.
Okay.
So we should sue and get our money back.
Yeah.
All by we, I mean everybody but me, because I don't have MoviePass still.
AMC still owes me $3 or something.
They owe me like a buck something.
Yeah.
Well, I did get those points, though.
Bill, over the weekend, I went to Edwards in Idaho Falls on Saturday and Sunday.
Ah.
It was good times.
Over the weekend, I went to AMC.
Well, AMC doesn't play any good movies. So that's why I had to go up there.
Darkest Hour was amazing.
No, but I saw it in Edwards first.
No.
I had to go see. I want Shape of Water and Phantom Thread.
That's true. A lot of the over the years, many of the movies that I've been really excited about, I've had to go to Idaho Falls to watch. Like, yeah. What was it? I Am Number 9 or?
Yeah.
Or was it just number 9?
It was just 9.
Just 9. That like amazing movie.
Was that the little
soft puppets things?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Good movie.
And then there was the Wonderland was only in Idaho Falls.
They do all these cool special events too. They'll do like anime showings and stuff. And they're just there's a better theater.
With them and Carmike, they were not big enough. They I don't know.
No, they just don't bring them here because they don't want to.
And there's no competition. There's no want for it.
Yeah.
Well, remember, they weren't going to play Straight Outta Compton until people called in and said, hey, or we're telling them, we want this.
Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
I haven't heard of it.
I still don't know why. Oh, yeah, about NWA, biopic.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know why they don't do like special events, though, because I love that.
They did the Dragon Ball one.
Well, Idaho Falls does, like, they have, like, a wall of, like, special events. Like, there's special events, like, every single week.
Okay.
Then it's not really special at that point.
Well, they're special that they're all one-time showings. That's what I wish they would do.
I got to watch Dragon Ball, the new I think it's Resurrection.
Oh yeah, I watched that one. Well, and they did the Killing Joke, and that was it. But that was pre AMC days too.
I was out of town for Killing Joke, and I was kind of upset that I had to pay full price for it. I was on YouTube and ended up like there was a YouTube video that was like suggested to me, and it was like Joker tells Batman a joke and Batman laughs, and I'm like, it was the last joke from the Killing Joke, and it made me remember it and remember like how strong that scene was where he's telling him that joke, and it's like really drawing a parallel to their characters. Mm-hmm. So it was like a good YouTube video, but like I still kind of am upset that I had to pay full price for that half an hour long movie, even with their little stay to watch the making bonus of features. The soundtrack or some dumb crap like that.
I thought it was at least a full on hour. Last half hour about the Killing Joke.
Oh yeah, first half hour extended.
The ad story to explain.
Yeah.
If you really dislike the first half, just jump to the second half. It's a really good story.
I just went there to watch the cartoon.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, well then, I guess we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Famous last words, Alex.
First of all, I would like to apologize. DigitalOcean did not take my website down. Apparently Comcast isn't letting me get to my own website.
net neutrality.
I'm going to say, like I said, visit Robo V Dino, then visit my website, Dino V Robo.
And hopefully Comcast lets you get to it.
Exactly, lets you go to either one of them.
You guys could tell us more about what you think about Prince of Persia becoming Batman.
How did they do that? Did they call 801-896-4335?
Yes.
Okay. Mark Hamill reading Trump's tweets as the Joker is better than Smeagol reading Trump's tweets, or the actor who played Smeagol reading them. Anyways, Mark Hamill did it better as the Joker.
And remember, we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/geeksarewired. You get access to the podcast early, at least one day, sometimes two.
And you can chat with us.
Yes, and you can chat with us in Discord, maybe even while we're recording.
Maybe even.
Maybe.
I've been keeping close eye on the chat, and nobody is paid to join it.
No, but we've been chatting with Alex and each other.
I'm regularly posting top secret images from my video game.
Up there you go.
Top secret. Mm-hmm. They're of the top most secret, and he's leaking them. So expect to see news about a Vantucky guy arrested.
There have been a lot of those.
Yeah, it's where we go to chat about stuff that we may talk about, get more information. But you can chat with us. Bye.